USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden at the White House in his first primetime address to the nation on the one-year anniversary of the worldwide pandemic.
But this is one of the most complex operations we've ever undertaken as a nation in a long time. That's why I'm using every power I have as President of the United States to put us on a war footing to get the job done. Sounds like hyperbole, but I mean it, a war footing. And thank God we're making some real progress now. In my first full day in office, I outlined for you a comprehensive strategy to beat this pandemic. We've spent every day since attempting to carry it out. 2 months ago, this country didn't have nearly enough vaccine supply to vaccinate all or ever near all of the American public.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A judge has granted a prosecutor's request to add a third-degree murder count against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who was charged in George Floyd's death. Minneapolis criminal defense attorney Mike Brandt.
That third-degree murder charge gives him that middle ground between the second degree and the manslaughter.
So far, six jurors have been seated. Also, in the January 6th insurrection investigation, there was a court hearing for two alleged members of the Oath Keepers extremist militia that were charged in the Capitol attack. A federal prosecutor says they plan to charge several more people that have ties to that group. The House has passed a pair of measures aimed at tightening background checks for the sale and transfer of firearms. Lawmakers voted to approve the Bipartisan Background Checks Act, which would require background checks on all commercial gun sales, while also voting to pass a measure aimed at extending the review period required to purchase a firearm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The new coronavirus bill has gotten positive reactions across the aisle. With more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, here's Tim Berg.
The House securing final passage of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus aid bill. The legislation does provide a new round of $1,400 stimulus checks, enhanced unemployment benefits, and expanded child tax credits. President Biden signing the bill Thursday. As far as how the bill will help working-class Americans, DNC Chairman James Harrison tells CNN,
this bill is going to have a dramatic impact on the lives of low-income kids across this country. They say about 93% of children in this country will have be impacted because of this. I mean, just think about it, Don. We are increasing the child tax credit in this bill from $2,000. You got a kid like mine that's under the age of six. I got a two-year-old. That will go from $2,000 to $3,600 for a poor family that is struggling right now because of COVID. That's a game changer. There's so many provisions in this bill that's going to make life easier for a lot of low-income and working people in this country.
You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.